Blog Talk Radio.
About my word of mouth, my hard night, you could check my shoes, then you could talk about the way that my life, my cruise, my hard night,
life, yes, still my life story, that's why the block still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread,
president,
talking about the hard night life, it's still my life story, that's why the block still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
There go that man again, it's your boy K Diddy. You listen to I Am Indie.biz. You know who we be. We the show for all the independents. No matter what your genre is, no matter what you do, all we ask is that's the bomb. You feel it, Demi? Today we got a great, great show planned for you. We got some special guests coming through to holler at you to tell you what's good. My man, one of the most funniest men on this planet, is going to be joining us today. Mr. Michael Collier himself, actor, comedian, going to be rolling through the table. What's good with him? And this brother is a vet, you know, a true, I can't say rags and riches story, but I'm going to say coming from some unfavorable black beginnings, like most of us, you know, and showing that with God on your side, with your heart in the right place and the spirit, everything, all things is possible. This man has done some wonderful things in his career. So he's going to be joining us today to tell you what's good. So let's do what we do here on I'm Indie. We're going to kick it off with a little bit of music. Here we go. Put your ears on this and roll with your boy.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you crash me and make up. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea, Andrea, I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you crash me and make up. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea, Andrea.
7 years ago, it wasn't this visible, but now I see, hell, I feel miserable. I know it was critical for me to play with feelings, that's how it all ended. I couldn't be trusted or depended, on got busted, filled with lust, but once a love was gone, it couldn't be resurrected. Just for the record, check it, this the subject, you, Andrea. We can't be together right now, but later, for worse or for greater, all I can do is send up my prayers. Yeah, Andrea, know you feel like you don't owe me no favors, feel like I slit you with razors, tough skin can't get through them layers. Andrea, sorry I made you cry and smell all your makeup. Andrea, sorry I gotta leave, but I'll see you later. Andrea, sorry I had to be so much of a player. Andrea, Andrea.
I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you crash me and make up. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea, Andrea. I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you crash me and make up. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea.
Blog Talk Radio, let's get it. Put your lighters up, put your lighters up, put your lighters up. Yeah.
Smoking purple haze by the time.
Come on, stop.
I put that fruit in my mind.
Come on, stop.
My eyes haze, making sure I wave every ounce so I blaze every time.
Come
on,
stop.
Smoking purple haze by the time.
Them birds trying to ride the swag. I'm Megatron Keys, Juno, pushing in the bag. Shouty, you could call me for a bag, that's how we're early.
I answer the phone, hello. Yes, you can get an A for that, bro. It doesn't matter what time you I chat at, bro. 40 without me at the 40-40 will make this be a real weak party. So you might as well take this white rhino. That's guaranteed to make your eyes low. The flow like silver haze and some nitro. Grit your teeth, mo. I don't know. Lately the greenery been blowing in the jungle. Yup, burning all the scenery. Futuristic thoughts, 3009. Who is you? I'm thinking I'm blowed out my mind.
Push. Smoking
purple haze by the
time.
Smoking purple haze by the time. I put that fruit in my mind. Push. Making sure I weigh every ounce, so I bathe every time. Smoking purple haze by the time. I put that fruit in my mind. Making sure I weigh every ounce, so I bathe every time. I'm blowing fruity like my swag. She listening to Gucci like the bag. She see me in the club, OG's got my jeans on sag. I caught a felony, blowing weed up on my bag. Whenever cops run up on me, the first question they ask, where the weed at? I'm sorry, I just blow that. White widow, AK-47, mixed with tracks. I get the call from Dread, come and try this new bag. Russian from Canada, cigars for the amateurs. Roll up in backwoods, if you got the stamina. I hang out in the hood, smoking the vape and capture. By the leeches, the police, I'm a preacher. Bunch of Reese's, pounds in the freezer. Orange Kush, broken in pieces, black peas. By the QP, that's just my thesis. Hey,
Kushkas, smoking purple haze by the time. Kushkas, I put that fruit in my mind.
Kushkas,
making sure I weigh every ounce, so I bathe every time.
Kushkas,
smoking purple haze by the time.
Kushkas,
I put that fruit in my mind.
Kushkas.
Yeah, you're rolling with your boy Kate Diddy right here on IamIndie.biz, calling number 347-308-8747. Keep the windows down, keep the air on, keep your head in the car, and keep the radio turned up. Roll with us.
008, clear to runway 04, wind at 030 degrees at 2, altimeter 3011. Secondary guidance systems engaged. 08, roger. What's the surface temperature?
Boy, was my face red.
008, clear to runway 04, wind at 030 degrees at 2, altimeter 3011.
I see you staring from across the room, like you're telling me what you're trying to do. Go through, how you trying to shake it loose? The way you approached me, you was looking so lovely. I couldn't help myself, I didn't want nobody else. Then meantime, what you're looking for, I want to show you so much more. Oh yeah, so sexy. Take my hand, I wanted to ask you, would you like to dance? This may be our only chance to dance. Just a little romance.
I'm dying the way
see. Take my hand. I wanted to ask you, would you like to dance? This may be our only chance to dance. Just a little romance.
Yeah, that was something a little smooth and sexy for the grown-ups, you know. But I don't know if I'm quite growing. I'm still trying to get there, but I'm still a work in progress, as we all are, whether we want to admit to that or not. You know what I'm saying?
You're despicable.
Whatever. Well, you rolling with your boy. Keep on rolling. We're going to do a little something like this with DJ Keen Assassin and my boy, and my boy, Wyclef.
Wyclef, a.k.a. Tucson St. John, with the Keen Assassin, where my warriors at. If you in the club, reminiscing on this loony joint, I got five on it. Let me see your hands up, sing along. I'm moving to California, cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant, and I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale, weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yeah, I had a dream they legalized the marijuana. The President Obama had no more drama. He gave me Air Force One, I went to Afghanistan. On a peace talk, smoking L's with the Taliban. Yeah. They said it wouldn't bomb us, so I went to Iran. I got to Iran, they shot to Iran. Them boys don't wanna talk North Korea next job. So how you deal with a dictator, get up a lot of pot. I got them smoked out, so I asked them where the nuclear weapons. He said they pointed at Americans. Yeah. We both are high. He told me, Tucson, you the man. I told him my high school sweetheart taught me Korean. No, 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 no. On young Hashamika, ha ha, Sesuli, Serang Hamnita. Yeah. He said he liked my swag, like the way I get down. And tell Obama that he gonna take the nukes down.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it just leaves the like the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant. Cause we got weed to sell, weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yeah. He's selling crack and they got him, they got him. He's selling dope and they got him, they got him. He's selling meth and they got him, they got him. Yup, I'm selling dope and the same cop that got him is the same cop I gave a smoke who gave me a pardon. I'm in the club with the Cypress Hill bong. So much smoke that we set off the alarm. Straight out of Haiti, but my shot is up in Kingston. My West Side connect, the King of South Sun. But like Rakim and Eric B, I shouldn't have kept y'all. Without a strong group to step tall. But I fly so much that I live in the air. And waiting for the Fuji album, I was bound to get gray hair. Yeah. Until then, you can catch me in the smoke section. With a big pun flow, Caribbean connection. And if you're looking for ganja, come to my plantation.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it's just legalized the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale, weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it's just legalized the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant. Cause I got weed for sale, weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
Lawmakers in California are considering legalizing and taxing marijuana. If you're going to have tax revenue from alcohol and tobacco, why is it not appropriate to introduce marijuana into that conversation?
Legalizing marijuana and taxing it would generate up to $1 billion to the cash-strapped state treasury.
Treasury.
Huh. Sound like they got a plan. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they're doing, sound like they got a plan. All right, y'all. Today is hump day. We made it this far. So as I always say, we made it this far. I know we can make the rest of the way. We just got to give Big Papa upstairs, you know, all his props, you know, for him to continue to bless us, you know, with wisdom and, you know, good health, food on our plates, you know, all that good stuff. And even though things look a little bleak and down sometimes, you know what, that's just for a moment. Things are going to turn around. It always does. You know what I'm saying? Keep on rolling with your window down, the air conditioner on, and your head in the car. But if you want to stick out a little bit, that's okay, too. You can get a better look around. Sometimes I do.
Okay.
No money economy done took all kind of things from front of me and behind me. Force fed blindly. Have you ever seen a grown man cry but still he gotta eat? And yet he gotta feed his family. He was taught not too much God was handing, but it's looking like a full deck. The devastation, the shock, but he ain't fooled yet. Now is he wrong? This life should he stop? Cause he ain't chilling at the top, but in due time he'll do fine.
As I stay focused, they start to notice I'm motivated on a daily. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, it seems they're trying to stop me. As I stay focused, they start to notice I'm motivated on a daily. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, it seems they're trying to stop me.
God intervene, come on, fight my battles. I'm up the creek, and I done lost my paddle. Yeah, I'm astonished, completely baffled. I hit rock bottom, I'm talking dirt and gravel. Feel like the Tower of Babel, build me up to tear me down. But I need a blessing, a miracle shower. Yeah, I'm confessing, investing in your power. From the first until the final hour.
As I stay focused, they start to notice I'm motivated on a daily. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, it seems they're trying to stop me. As I stay focused, they start to notice I'm motivated on a daily. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, it seems they're trying to stop me. But I'm still gonna better my life. And I'm still trying to make it right. I'm only human. Said I'm just a man trying to make it right this time. As I stay focused, they start to notice I'm motivated on a daily. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, it seems they're trying to stop me. As I stay focused, they start to notice I'm motivated on a daily. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, it seems they're trying to stop me.
They can't stop me. Yeah, what's happening with the T-Lee? Good looking, bro. They can't stop us. Just a little something to let y'all know what's going on in our neighborhood. Everything ain't always all good. But when it ain't, still gonna get over the hump. Yeah, Icy Jones, the king.
Bye. took me by the hand and dragged me to dance with you. I looked into your eyes, they caught me by surprise, and I fell in love.
Gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you Mr. Jewell Patrick.
This is Sweetie Love coming to you live in total bliss. You are listening to the best of I Am Envy on Blog Talk Radio with your host, K. Diddy. Ciao.
from the decade that brought you the chronic, America's Most Wanted, Illmatic, Fear of a Black Planet, Doggy Style, and more, comes the biggest two-day concert of this millennium, the Golden Era of Hip Hop Tour.
1, 2, 3, and jump up, folks. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the...
Come, relive the beats that put hip hop on the map. The mixes that dominated the decade. The hard-hitting, heart-pounding sound that claimed the 90s as its own.
I rock rough and stuff with my ass on fire.
It's the 90s reunion concert tour taking the United States by storm. And blowing up a spot near you. The Golden Era of Hip Hop Tour. A Chicago Incorporated Records production in association with Worldwide DMA.
Yeah, y'all better get ready for this tour because it's going to be through the roof. You know, we got a few spots available for artists that want to get out. Just holler at us at World Movement Records. You know what I'm saying? 323-957-7322. Holla at your boy, and we'll see if we can get you on that tour, you know, because we're going to be coming through your town. We know you want to be on it, so you can be looking, you know, like that for all your little family and friends. But it's all good, though. For y'all to just join the show, I'm just running like this here. You know, you can hit us up at 347-308-8747. Holla at your boy. Our special guest, I believe he has arrived, one of the most funniest men in show business, and, I welcome him to the show. Hey,
brother, how are you?
Oh man, I'm blessed as I always hear you say.
I am blessed and highly favored, and I'd like to apologize for being tardy because you made several calls to make sure I knew what time to call in. But it is such a crazy time for me right now, man. I've been back and forth on computers and phones, and it wasn't until you just called and asked, "Hey, where are you?" that I remember I'm supposed to be on the air, man. So my apologies to you and your listeners. How are you feeling today, my friend?
Man, I'm doing good, man, and it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. This is Mr. Michael Collier, y'all.
Thank you very much. Michael Collier, world-famous, world-renowned, often talked about, alleged comedian, gentleman, and a scholar, intellectual giant, and a pool of mental midgets, and a connoisseur of fine haberdashery. And I'm glad to be on your show.
Well, we're glad to have you, man. You know what I did? I pulled up a little bit of information, man. I've always been impressed with your talent, man. You know, from, you know, back in the day, you know, up until now. Let me requalify that. But growing up, listening to a lot of people, you know, Bill Cosby, you know, Richard Pryor, and so forth, and, you know, Cat, you know, Williams is a very good friend of mine as well. But and reading some of the stuff, man, I mean, some of the things that you've experienced in your career, which really, really make me akin, I feel more of akin to you, because on the show, we always try to reach out for, you know, the independent artists, regardless of genre, you know, but the guys that's out there struggling, and that some came from meager beginnings, you know what I'm saying, and struggled through, hung in here, and still take time to reach back to, you know, some of the less fortunate, and, you know, try to pull everybody up, man. So I just want to throw that out there to you, man. You got a little bit more respect for me.
Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. You know, I absolutely believe it's our responsibility to reach back into the community and help others once we succeed, you know. Otherwise, your community dries up and becomes dead, you know. Every time you go forward, you grab one or two people and bring them with you. And you should also do it for a selfish reason, because maybe down the line you might need some help. And what if you've helped 20 or 30 prominent people? You got some folks to go to ask for some help. But if you ain't helping nobody, then you pretty much stuck on your own there, ain't you?
Yeah, very much so on your own. You know,
Very
much on your own. Man, I just want to touch on a little bit about the beginnings. A lot of people might don't know you coming from, you know, Chicago all the way up through, you know, the whole Venice Beach things, you know, so... You know, let's touch on that a little bit, man. When did you decide that you wanted to be funny? Let me ask you that one.
Tuesday. Well, okay, brother,
Tuesday of what year?
1985. You know, in 1985, I started doing comedy. You know, I was doing theater and acting in 75 that I knew that I wanted to be an actor. But in 85, I finally went into the military. I'd come back out. I'd done comedy, tried to do a little comedy, but mostly had been acting. And then in 85, Eddie Murphy was it. He was the cat's meow. I mean, that dude had the number one comedy album, which was Raw. You know, the number one comedy concert, which was Raw. He got the number one TV show, Saturday Night Live. You know, and he had the number one feature film, which was Beverly Hills Cop. He was young, handsome. Women were throwing coochie at him like it was running out. And he was rich enough to pee cream. And he got all of that from just telling jokes. And I was like, dang, I got to learn how to tell some jokes. You know, so I went and got me some Red Fox albums because, you know, I'm from Chicago, Southside. And I went and got me some Red Fox albums and studied a couple of jokes and started getting on my hustle. But my hustle didn't pick up till I stood in the street and started telling jokes on State Street in Chicago and just did so excellent as a street performer. I mean, I warmed out in that one summer because in that summer, at the time, I was a full-time student at Chicago State University. I was a single dad raising a four-year-old child. I was a full-time waiter at a restaurant on Wabash called the Black Hawk on Wabash, and I was also a full-time actor at a school at a place called the Free Street Theater, where we had to rehearse every day and then perform on weekends to get paid. I was doing all that, and I started telling jokes on the street, and I made so much money. White folks would walk right up to me. Jimmy wouldn't talk to me, but would walk right up to me, hear me tell jokes, and hand me cash. I liked that shit so much. I stopped everything else I did and did nothing but jokes for the rest of the year, you know. And then winter came, and then nobody wanted to hear no jokes on State Street in December. So we packed everything. I packed everything that would fit in my car. I had a 1967 Buick LeSabre, and everything that didn't fit in my car, I sold. And I took the money I had and drove to California so I could stand in the street and do comedy all year round, you know, without being bothered by the weather or the police. And, of course, I found Venice Beach when I got here. So I ended up doing 9 years of comedy on Venice Beach every Saturday and Sunday, noon until 5 p.m. I do 5 one-hour shows, 40 minutes of comedy and 20 minutes of getting my money, and made a very handsome living in those 9 years, you know, and defined myself as a human and as a man, you know. So that sort of gives you my early beginnings. But don't forget, we're here to talk about my album. We're going to keep mentioning it throughout the whole hour or however long we're talking, so people don't forget to go get the Michael Kalya newest comedy album called Michael Kalya's Greatest Hits and the Great Unknowns. You can either go to iTunes and get them, or you can go to my webpage, which is michaelkalyar.com, Kalyar, C-O-L-Y-A-R, michaelkalyar.com. Or you can go to your stores, because now I got released yesterday at Best Buy and stores all around the country. So don't just go buy one. Get two or three. Get one for your cousin, little Pookie, Shirley, and Run Run. Them. They all want to laugh. So wait.
Because right now, boy, the way things are in the world, boy, we all need to laugh more.
We do. You know, that's why I say that a lot of people are in a recession right now, but I'm not. You know, because when people are on hard times, the good comedians really make their money. Because at times like this, if you don't laugh, you're going to have to kill somebody. So I work more now than ever. I'm working like a crazy person, you know. So, but I'm loving it. I mean, I'm doing everything I've ever wanted to do. I am living my dream. I'm living my heart's desire, you know. This CD, being the first CD I brought out, is just one of the four things I'm dropping over the next 4 months. Next month, I dropped my first DVD shot live in projects around the country called the Michael Kalya Project. The month after that, I dropped my first poetry book, which also is being made to an animated series called Miss Innocent Goes to Cool School and Other Silly Stuff, which is a poetry book for adult children. And then toward the end of November, I dropped my documentary I've been working on since the inauguration. I have a documentary about the president called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the White House. I knocked on the door and a brother answered. So God is just blessing me and allowing me to really expand myself and to be creative, because we are creative beings. We were created by the creator who created everything from nothing. And it's really our gig to create, to be fruitful, to make more of what we already have, you know. And so I've been very, very blessed, man.
And that is so true. We are here to create and focus.
Hey, can I read a poem? Can I read a poem to you?
Absolutely, man.
This poem is the newest poem for the documentary about my president. Because
okay, let me do this right quick. For y'all just not joining the show, you listen to I Am Indy, call in number 347-308-8747, and we got Mr. Michael Collier live right here telling us what's good. Come on with it.
And that's 8747. Yeah, I like that. Oh, I like how you said that, 8747. You keeping it black. We keeping it right here in the hood, pimping. Okay. We're doing a documentary about the president. You know, I love this man for so much stuff that he stands for. However, folks want to blame him for everything. The man's been in the office 18 months. And he's responsible for everything. He's responsible for Vietnam. He's responsible for the Hoover call. He's responsible for the disappearance of a caveman. Come on. He can't be responsible for everything. He ain't been here long enough. The way I figure it, the president would have to be about 184 years old to be responsible for half the shit they blaming them for. So we broke into Republican headquarters about a week ago, and we come across some documents, and we found this here letter. It says, "Everything is Obama's fault." Here it goes. "Finally, I think he's caught. Everything's Obama's fault. What about that health care bill? It's his fault everybody's ill. He gets on my nerves. It's a terrible sight. He's the reason this country is in a fight. He started the Gulf War and Afghan too. That nigga's even responsible for World War II. It's his fault the oil's in the water. And them girls, probably ain't even his daughters. All this drama is getting to me. Damn, I'm going to need a cup of tea. Now, I'm not trying to make you choke, but you know he's the reason the levee broke. First, he ain't black enough, then he too black. Why don't that nigga just go on back to Africa or Hawaii or wherever he's from and let the real politicians come? There's got to be another Bush somewhere. Let's make one up. I don't care. It's all his fault because he don't scream and shout and blame other people and jump about. He's never quick to pull the trigger. What's the matter with this nigga? I don't even like his eyes. And you know, he stole that Nobel Prize. And who does Michelle think she is? Acting like she a friend of his. Got the nerve to have flavor and class. Well, she can kiss my Republican." Okay, that's as far as the letter went. Then it just ran out. But we still rifling through the office, and we expect to find the rest of the documents later.
Nice.
It's actually pretty doggone brilliant, if I say so myself. It's really excellent because it's really what a lot of people are thinking and feeling, you know, and that's one of the ways to reach the masses, is to tell them their truth, you know, to expose what is real and to put it forth. My CD, which I love about it, which is, first of all, the structure of it is different from any other CD, any other comedy album ever, in that, first of all, it's a comedy album that introduces hip-hop acts. Hip-hop musical artists. So the hip-hop musical artists that's on my comedy album are absolutely great, but don't nobody know them. That's why they're the great unknown. And the name of the album is Michael Collier's Greatest Hits and the Great Unknowns. And just like the old Red Fox albums that your parents used to listen to in the basement that had XXX rated on them, and it would say party albums, they would get them albums and a six-pack of beer on a Sunday, go down in the basement with four of their friends, put that album on, and have a laughing good party. Well, I'm doing a similar album. My album don't have any routines on it. It's just jokes. Just joke, 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 back-to-back joke. After every seven jokes, I slide in a musical act, a hip-hop act that's out of this world, and I introduce them, slide them in. Then another seven jokes, another act. Now, I do have a couple of acts people may know. I got MC Breed on there. Do you know who that was, MC Breed?
Yeah, I know MC Breed.
MC Breed, cold brother. Ain't no fronting in your future. Well, he transcended September 22nd of 08. And his wife submitted a single of his, which is just brilliant, called Pop My Collar. So I put that on there as a tribute to the fallen artist. And then I have MJG and 8-Ball. You know who they are?
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, I just got them on because they bad motherfuckers. Anyway, after all of them do their thing, then I end with my own rap. And my rap, I ain't never rapped before, so it's my first rap. And I ain't no young dude. Don't get the three. So I'm not trying to rap on top of hip-hop. I'm rapping on top of funk. It's real old school. I got a funk underbeat with some James Brown screaming in the back. And the song is called Who's the King? And I'm asking them brothers who call themselves the kings of comedy, how did they get to be king? And if they the kings of comedy, what happened to Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, Michael Taya. Shit, I done done film, television, stage, animation. I've done every type of comedy that is. I ain't even get a damn vote. So I got this funny-ass comedy on there called Who's the King? It's just a rap. It ain't beating nobody up. It ain't putting nobody down. But it is elevating other artists. Well, I give real props and praise to Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, Flip Wilson, Moms Mabley, all the truly great black comedians that put us and gave us a platform and put us where we are today in comedy. You know, so it's a real cold piece. I hope it even thought some controversy shit. I hope some one of them Who's the King guys called me and tell me why they the king. Because I don't know why they the king. Is Steve Harvey the king just because he got the most suits? Because, you know, I was wearing suits when Steve Harvey was still wearing hammer pants. So I'm not quite sure how you get to be king. Maybe they took the boat in Florida. Anyway, that is like the thing that I do is I get to express myself.
You know how these people kind of bite off each other and they want to claim it's theirs, so I'm totally into that one, too.
Yeah, so it's going to be cool when it gets around. And, you know, Sirius Radio just told me today that they putting Who's the King in rotation on the Foxhole starting today. So the whole public get a chance to hear it. But I say y'all need to run to iTunes and buy that today because it's going to be off the hook. The whole album is because there's no album structured like it. It is fun. It's funny. The music rocks you. Get in the car with your boys. Let the window down. Smoke a fat one. I mean, that's if it's legal. If it's, you know, if you get it, if it's medical and you get your doctor's excuse. Anyway, you drive on the street, get your smoke on, listen to your music, man. Hear some great jokes. Laugh with your boys. It's off the chain, man. Michael Kaye's greatest hits in the great unknowns, man. I bought a couple of copies myself. But you can get them at iTunes. You can get them at Best Buy. They're all around the country. Or you can go to my webpage, michaelkaye.com. C-O-L-Y-A-R. Hit one button, and you can buy it right off my webpage. So you got many ways to get to it.
The main thing is y'all go get it. Hold on with this, Mike. Let's jump right to this little musical break, and we'll be right back. Stick and stay, y'all, with
All right.
I'm so fly, yeah. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready for a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a quality of life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never
seen. Shorty, you look fantastic, the moment is sporadic. Don't worry about the last guy, he was just plastic. Hope you ready to ride, your seatbelt fast. And I'll fly out of this world, dimension of attraction. Don't mention all the action and backseat passion. Anything you want, girl, just ask it. I specialize in picking up lame dudes' trashes. One man's trash is another man's treasure. How do you better than that man could ever? I think much clever, endeavor for whatever. Out of nowhere comes a rose and a letter. I'm the love doctor, a romance professor. You know I got the best love. Come on, girl, fess up. The way that thing stick out, the way your breast sit up. Blab a gas so fast, my words just trip up. The other guy bring you down, I'ma bring you up.
I'm so fly, yeah. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready for a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a quality of life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never
relationship did. To relationship, I know how that can get. I can promise you, this will be your last trip on a ship they call love boat. No hoax, I ain't playing you, this message I'm relaying to you. I ain't looking for a playgirl, a body I can play with. I'm looking for a good girl, somebody I can stay with. Are you speaking my language? To play with feelings is dangerous. Believe me, girl, I know, I've been a player for ages. You I won't play with, girl, you are the greatest. You can call it brave, this saving you was courageous. I'm loving your look, with fragrance from your ex-man. I'm feeling a lot of hatred, cause I'm the next man, I ain't tripping. I can make him a victim of the heinous crime. Still staying this time, I blow his mind with the crummy nine. And it's solar fly, and I'm solar fly. That's
I'm
fly.
Ain't gotta be up there with a G5. I like your style and you're feeling my swag. I'm trying to get into what you act like you not ready for a man to come and do you right. I deserve body unique. So come on, baby, let's go. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm
trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right, I deserve a body, you deserve a quality of life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never seen.
Yo, that was Mr. I.C. Jones at World Movement Records. You know what I'm saying? Go get that one called I'm So Fly. And we rolling with your boy, Mr. Michael Collier, in the studio live today, telling us what's good with his new DVD.
Well, man, that show was fly. That was so fly. And they hear it on your station. They keeping pimping alive. How you feeling, man? Are we rolling?
We rolling, brother. I tell them to ride with the windows down and the air conditioner on and keep your head in the car.
That's what I'm talking about. Have a good time with it, man. Life is to be lived, man. Ooh-wee. God is so good, man. You know, I'm from Chicago, the projects, and that's why I love my president, because he's from the South Side. You know, he's just a regular old black man. Somebody tried to say he wasn't black enough. But he black enough for me, you know. He black enough for Michelle. You see Michelle, she wouldn't hang out with no punk-ass mother. So you could tell he black enough.
Why they mess with our president, Mike? They want this
well, man. Because he black.
They want him to just like men marrying another man. What's up with that shit, man?
Well, you know, the whole thing is that the country is shook up because of the black president. And they want to try to play it off like racism has nothing to do with it. No, racism has everything to do with it. So much stuff has gone down that could never have happened if there was a white president in office. You could have never pulled any of this nonsense that's going on. You wouldn't have had no Tea Party if there was a white American president sitting in office. That never could happen. We ain't had a Tea Party since Boston pulled the Tea Party when we first became when we first had a revolution and took over the country when white folks left England because they were oppressed. And then they came to America and took it from the Indians so they wouldn't be oppressed anymore. So now the Americans could be free. The Englanders came to America so they could be free. And now you can't come across the border unless you get the same permission from the people who left another country to come in and take over this country so they can be free. It's retarded. It's crazy. You know, and they'll try to sit back and tell you it has nothing to do with race, but it has everything to do with race, man. You know? And this brother, meanwhile, he ain't being thrown back up. He don't care. They can say everything you want. They ain't done everything but call him nigga. And they damn near done that when John McCain went that one, you know, but no matter what they throw at him, they can't budge him, man. And I'll tell you this, the Republicans are mad because they expected him to turn out to be a nigga. They thought that by now the president be grabbing his dick and selling chicken on the front lawn of the White House. But instead, he turned out to be an intelligent black man with a plan and surrounded himself with intelligent people, and it's pissing a lot of people off, you know.
Yeah. Right. Hold on, Mike. We got a couple other people want to join the show. Hold on 1 second.
Bring them on in.
Come on, you mm-hmm. on. 347.
Greetings.
Hello.
Yes.
Greetings.
Hey. How you doing there, K-Titty?
I'm good. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. This is Sleepy Love. How you doing, Mr. Collier?
I am blessed and highly favored. How are you?
As I am, too.
Yeah, that's right. It's the truth.
Yeah, so I heard one piece there, you know, yeah, what makes him king? You know, and that's the beautiful thing about comedy is that you're going to laugh, but after that, you know, there's some serious to it, you know, and that's what makes us remember, and I'm hearing it in you, and I hear also that you have moved up. I hear your elevation in your comedy. It's as if you are a prophetic comedian. And that's
oh,
blessed.
Thank you. Uh-huh. I am so receiving that. Thank you, and thank you for hearing that part of it, you know, because the last thing I want to do is just be some jokey guy who's just saying funny stuff. I don't want to just be a clown or the court gesture, you know. I want to be the type of comedian who does what I've been doing for 24 years, which is conscious comedy. I really want people to think and feel as well as laugh if I'm doing the comedy. In this case, as you pointed out, the Who's the King thing, I think is going to get the most buzz because a lot of people have asked themselves that question. What made them catch the Kings? And what about these other great artists out here, you know, who are just magical, you know? So, and not to take anything from the guys who are the Kings of comedy. I'm not trying to take nothing from them, man. They earn the right to call themselves the King because, you know, they're the ones voted for themselves. But they're the ones who, they earn that right.
It's part of your comedy, but then it's part of your comedy, and then
it's
also
my comedy.
And then it also makes us think. So, you know, that's the beautiful thing again about comedy. And again, I just give thanks for your prophetic gift in comedy. You know,
thank you
in your assignment in a beautiful, wonderful way because you have a wonderful spirit. And I was laughing.
Oh, yay! Yay! I received that so much. Thank you so much. God bless you.
And bless you, too. And thank you, Kay Diddy, for sharing Mr. Collier with us. Bless you. Many blessings.
Thank you. Thank you. You have an amazing day.
Okay.
Hold on. I think we got somebody else who want to join us here.
All righty.
876, you're on.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
Hello, are you hearing me properly?
Yes, we are.
We hear you.
Well, I'm Nicole. I'm just calling from Jamaica. I'm just digging up your show. You know, I'm just listening to you guys. Just trying to get a feel for what you're saying, you know. I'm just listening and digging up your show, okay?
Nice.
Well, thanks for calling. We got Mr. Michael Collier, one of the funniest men in show business on with today, talking about the business and the politics.
And I love Jamaica. Come back.
Well, as I was saying, I'm from Jamaica. What do I know about American politics? I'm just trying to keep track and listening to you guys and just getting a feel for what you're saying.
Well, you're doing good there. You're hearing what we're saying. You're getting it. It's pretty basic. And although we're talking about American politics, you know, our president really is the leader of the free world. So although he's not... Right, he doesn't govern the other countries, but you know what happens here sort of reverberates everywhere else in the world, you know. And I voted for him because he's for everybody.
And what I respect about what you were saying was the fact that, you know, they thought it would be some simple black guy, but then he proved to be, you know, very intelligent, very articulate. It's true. He's a great president, so far as I can see from where I am.
He is a great president, and there are many people who will try to make it seem like he's not or make it seem
doing
like
good
it's not
job.
His job, but he's doing an excellent job. That's why my document...
You have to just fight the power, you know. People always have negative. You can never get rid of the negative.
That's right. That's why it's important. I think the documentary I'm doing on him is important because all it is a love letter to my president. The whole documentary is just showing how much we really dig this man and how he came and conquered and won this job and what a good job he's doing. And I think we need that out there because there's so many people trying to tear him down, so many people trying to say this and that I want to be the person who says, yay, go get him anyway, Barack. You got it there. You stood up. You didn't do it, Clinton Rock. You didn't do it with your pants hanging around your butt. You didn't have a gun in your hand. You ain't letting them make you mad. You walked in like an intelligent gentleman with a plan, and you socked it to them, you know. Now, I'm not completely happy with my president, despite the fact that I adore him. I adore him, but I do want to see him do something for black people in general. You know, he has to do something for black people as well. He can't take the position that I don't want to do something just for blacks because I'm black. He got to.
He should. But in most things, it's a two-edged sword. If he does too much for black people, they're going to say, oh, he's just interested in black people. And what about the whites and the Puerto Rican? So he's just going to keep a level playing field.
Exactly.
He's got to keep balance.
But if he did one thing for black people, it wouldn't throw him off. So far, he hasn't done one. And he has to do one thing specifically for black people, and he can't.
Wait a second, Mama.
He can't take the position that he don't want to help black folks because he don't want white folks to think that he's racist. He can't take that position because he's helping the Hispanics deal with the immigration law. He's helping the gay folks deal with the don't ask, don't tell. He helped give all that money to the bank to bail the banks out. That was our money. And they didn't use that money to give loans to people that was broke. They used that money to give each other bonuses. So what I'm saying is he got to do something for the black people. And there's folks who are saying, well, he want to wait till his second term. I guarantee you.
I think he should do it.
For the black people now, he won't get no second term.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
You're right.
I know more than jokes now. Don't be playing.
No way, you know. That's why you can laugh, because you see the serious side of life, you know.
Thank you, and we appreciate you and how you really hear what we're saying and really understand the political side of it. Thank you for that.
All right, thank you.
Hey, go to iTunes. iTunes is in Jamaica, too. Go to iTunes and get my CD, Michael Kaya's Greatest Hits.
Big up, Dom Dom.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Yesterday was my birthday.
Whoa. Hey, happy belated birthday, Mama.
Andrew.
Yeah. I'm going to have to smoke a spliff for your birthday.
I'm going to drink it.
What a fun person.
Hello?
Hello? Who's still there? Who are we talking to now?
We got a call. This is me, K. Diddy, right here on I Am Dendy, the show for independence, doing what we do. We talk about the entertainment business. We talk about the politics. We talk about life. And today we have Mr. Michael Collier in the studio live with us today, telling us what's good.
Go ahead.
I just had to do that for people just joining the show because I was so excited to have somebody calling all the way from Jamaica.
She was sincere, too. She was sincere and paying attention. But we also talk about God. And, you know, for me, God is the leader of my life. He's the head kookamooka and bottle washer of my entire existence. And because he leads all that I do, then all that I do will always remain positive. And it will always be about the people in the community. You know what I'm saying? If you look at all the projects I do, each one of them is about empowering people or lifting people up. Just like when I'm doing this CD, I'm putting new acts on this CD because they're not getting an in. And let me tell you something. I go almost every street I go to in every city. It's brothers standing on the corner with a handful of CDs that they made themselves. And I used to ignore them brothers. I don't want to be bothered with that. But then when you think about it, these young men have made a choice. They've decided to do music. They went to their little apartment or the garage of their house or whatever and got together some instruments and put this music down. And they're standing on the corner earnestly selling that. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to do that. Shit, they could be in my house right now taking my damn stereo equipment. But no, they have chosen to do the right thing, and that I honor. So I always buy them from them to support them. Then I started listening to them. I was like, dang. Some of these guys are talented for real.
That was the whole purpose of this show, I Am Indie, which is I Am Independent. Because I come from an era myself, you know. I toured with the Dramatics, the OJs, you know, Blue Magic.
Okay.
And I come up in the recording business. You know, we had artist development. You know, we had Motown. We had people to teach you how to dance, teach you how to conduct yourself in interviews, help us to write music. We even had money in schools where we had bands. You know, we had to play instruments. We learned all that. But if you look at how things are now with the economy, we've lost several generations of entertainers and musicians for the lack of not having the programs of school to teach them how to play instruments and read music. You know what I'm saying?
So it goes back
to what you're saying, which is the whole purpose of this show and where my heart comes into it, because I see a lot of artists that come through me today. You know, they don't have that. They didn't have that opportunity. They don't have guys like you and I that's trying to educate them and have them not make some of the same mistakes that we made. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And try to give them an honest platform. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm trying to do is give them that platform as well. That's why I'm with you on that 100%, because that's the whole purpose of my album. is to give young hot acts who don't have a chance a chance, because these guys are unknown, but when they arrive on my album, I'm going to sell a million copies. And so enough people going to hear them where somebody is going to get them a deal. And then every 5 or 6 months, I'm doing another album just like this, where I'm going to load it up with new acts that don't have a break but who are excellent, and they'll get a deal until people come to the point where they'll be expecting it. I wonder who Michael's going to put up there next, who Michael's going to give a shot next time. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're supposed to be doing, is helping each other, lifting each other up, giving each other an opportunity to make it, especially the independents who don't have many resources, but they got a ton of energy, a ton of creativity, and great vision, you know? And that's why I think everything starts with God.
And again, that's what we try to do on this show also, is to give them a platform to play their music, to come on and tell their stories, and hopefully to be able to bless somebody's ear with what, you know, what they're doing, you know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
That's what we're doing. So let me ask y'all, bear with me, stick and stay. Let me play another independence music right quick, and we'll be right back with you with Mr. Michael Carney.
All right, now let's hear it.
Hopper, you rolling with your boy K Diddy on IamIndy.biz. Right quick, let me do a shameless plug. It's just a World Movement Records thing. Go check us out at worldmovement.com. Go check out our music. Go check out our books. Go check out our show. Just go check us out, period. You won't be disappointed. All right, Adamson and all that. Big ups to our guest today, Mr. Michael Collier, live and in person.
Yeah, and thank you. I'm happy to be here, too, man. Ain't God good, though, man? Listen to all that talent that's out there, man. You know, and you champion it, so I applaud you. You know, you're a champion. You're championing independence. People who don't have a shot are trying to do it on their own, you know, and they need just a little help. That's all a lot of people need, too. A lot of people don't want no handout. All they want is a hand. They just want enough of guidance for you to get them in there so they can do their thing, you know. And I'm blessed. So that's why I just keep throwing that God thing all around. Every place I am, I make sure it's clear that anything I have or however I have it is not because I'm special, but because I do my work and because I keep God first. You know, and I think it's important for the artist to know that as well, because when you got God in your game, then you don't have any limitations. You know, you can do everything you want to do. You can create whatever you want to create and take it to its greatest height as long as you start with God first. In fact, I don't start my day without praying. I think that everybody's first responsibility in the morning is to make a communion with the higher source, you know. So I get up first. I brush my teeth first because, you know, I don't like to talk to God with a dirty mouth. Then after brushing teeth, I talk to God. I set my intentions for an amazing, positive, loving, creative day. Then I go get them, man. And I just think that's a good way to start.
That's an excellent way to start. And I think everybody should, like you said, should do more of that, you know. And we definitely need to quit making excuses for stuff and pointing fingers at people. You know, we need to do what Mike say, you know, talk to that man in the mirror, you know, get right with him, you know.
Boy, I can't stand the people who make excuses. You know, I know people who make excuses, and I know people who make money. But I don't know nobody that makes them both. One or the other makes me mad. Pick a lane and stay in it.
Yeah, I think one or the other, huh?
That's right. And, you know, folks can reach me if y'all want to ever just write me. You can write me directly at my email, which is comicking123. So that's comicking123@aol.com. That's Michael Collier MichaelCollier.com is the webpage. But the email is comicking123@aol.com. So, you know, holler at it, brother. You know, go on my webpage, see some of the things I'm doing. Make sure you order a copy and get a copy for your friend. But everybody listening, put it on your webpage. Blast it out for me. That's what I'm trying to get my album sold just like the president won. I'm going to the grassroots people. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no big old budget. I can't go and pay for no bunch of advertisement. I got to call in big. So I'm calling and begging, my brothers and sisters. Call somebody and beg for me also.
Yeah, we're going to do our part up in here, definitely, man. We're going to get some of it up in here so we can play some of that on all our little events, you know, because we got a show coming up Sunday called Can a Player Play? And hopefully, if you're around, you can join us on that one for a few minutes, because that was very profound.
Yeah.
We definitely talk about everything under the sun, and we definitely disrupt a whole bunch of people's life because we really talk about it. That's what we do on Can a Player Play, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody can say, well, I ain't no player. They think we talk about only temp holes and that type shit. But I say, look, Donald Trump is a player. You know,
Tiger Woods
is on top of his game. He's a player in his profession. So it doesn't
really matter.
What's your job or what's your title? But if you're on top of your game, you're on top of your game. And
how you live your life decides your playerism. You know, whether you're a player or not, going to depend on how you roll. And you can do that and be a school teacher.
But if you play the game of life real well, you'll succeed real well. It just all depends on where your mindset is. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like any machine.
When I refer to a player, it's out of respect, because I know he didn't put in time, he didn't put in work, he didn't
respect his
craft. You know what I'm saying?
People say,
oh, well, no, don't use me. I be saying, use me, use the hell out of me, just don't misuse
me.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
you use me, I get better at what it is that I'm doing.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You respect yourself the more you be used. But people don't understand. There's a major difference. There ain't nothing wrong with being used. You want people to use you. Because if you ain't used, you're not working.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You just not. How you going to get good at what you do if you don't do nothing?
Yeah, you got to do it to get good at it.
You know, the reputation for being good at it.
You know,
so people understand there's a difference between being used and being misused.
You know, there's
a major difference. Yeah, let's stop the misuse and be used, baby. That way you get good at what you do. You know, because that jack of all trades shit, that shit ain't happening no more. You better master something else. You might not eat.
That's right. Well, Bill Withers said, keep on using me till you use me up.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, brother, I appreciate so much of being on here and being your guest and hanging out and talking to your folks. I hope that I can send you a copy, too, of the album, and maybe you can put some of my songs on there, too. Drop a joke or two of mine from the album on your show. That would be hot.
It would definitely be our pleasure to do that, man. I'm trying to get you up here ASAP to do our Rise and Star Showcase up here so we can have the same conversation with a lot of these up-and-coming artists is trying to get in the game because it is a true way to get in the game, you know. You know, it is a true way, and it is some real people out here. I know a lot of people got disappointed, depressed, and what's that other word I'm looking for?
Discouraged?
Discouraged. There you go. That's it. You know, because they're seeing the flip in the industry, but they don't really realize that all they did is give the power back to us, to the people that got the talent. We might not have all the money, but we got the talent. You know what I mean? And now with the advent of all the social networking stuff, you know, the MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, Reverb,
now we have a voice.
iTunes, CD Baby, all the avenues that we have to sell music, get music to the world. There's no reason that we can't, you know, take this over because the large corporation with the machinery, they ain't going to do that. They want to come play with us when we already win it, but they don't want to play with us when we lose it. You know what I mean?
That's right. They don't want to play with us when we lose it.
They ain't even giving no artists no money no more, you know, and I hate a lot of these videos because it gives misrepresentations of the truth. You know, if you're not selling units out of your truck, you can't prove those sound scans, you ain't with sound scan BDS, and you can't verify your sales, ain't nobody checking for you. And that's the way it is. So hopefully through the things that we're doing, and if we can encourage more people to reach out, you know what I'm saying, and we can really make this thing happen, man, and really give it. It ain't no excuse not, like everybody say, no, we got a black president. All right, so now what? You know what I mean?
Right.
I got to see that in my lifetime. You got to see that in a lifetime. And I know some of our parents never thought that was going to happen.
Yeah. But now we got to see more to it than just as getting in the office. Getting in the office was part A. Part B is he got to do stuff that makes a difference in our lives. And I expect that he will. I expect that he's getting there slowly but surely. But I think he's going to make it there. And meanwhile, I'm going to continue supporting until the very end.
And the same here, brother. We're going to have to keep doing what we're doing to make sure that he understands that he got support.
That's right. No matter what. But they certainly let him know there's places where he ain't got no support.
Oh, yeah.
We got to let him know that we got some for him over here.
He got to know he got some support from some people with balance because I try to have a righteous soul. It ain't about colors to me. Of course, you know, I want to see, you know, our black folks, you know, get their act together, but I'm still down for what's righteous. You know what I'm saying? And if you're down
there
for what's righteous, then you have the balance, then you have the fairness, and then it transcends all color lines because what's right is right.
Exactly. Right is right and does not have a color. And I love my president, you know, but I need him to make sure he stand up too or he got to move on. We got to get the next one. You know?
Absolutely.
I'm loving him like he is doing. I'm giving him every opportunity I can for him to continue to shine and to do his thing. His greatest accomplishment so far is not letting nobody take him down. You know? And they got many ways to try. And all he has to do is stay true to self, and he's going to be all right.
All right. Listen, man, we're down to the last 2 minutes of our show, man. Well, give it to the people one more time, Mike, how they can get at you, your email, phone number.
Thank you, brother. By all means, y'all can reach me on my webpage, which is Michael Collier, C-O-L-Y-A-R, michaelcollier.com. That's the webpage. You can email me by Comic King, C-O-M-I-C-K-I-N-G, 123, Comic King 123 at AOL.com, and then we can have a one-on-one. Y'all can write me. You can pick up my any of my merchandise. You can go ahead and buy the iTunes. You can go to iTunes and punch it in, or you can go to michaelcollier.com and punch it in, or you can go to Best Buy or any of the number of stores around the country, which now has my new CD, Michael Collier's Greatest Hits and the Great Unknown.
All righty, man. Well, this is your boy, K. Diddy. We had a wonderful show. Just a world.
You all right with me, K. Diddy?
Thank everybody for joining us. And the show is archived, of course. You can go play it again, and I encourage everybody to put it on your website, you know, tweet it to everybody, so you can go hear the show once again. We're going to end this show with something like this by Mr. Tweed Cadillac, another World Movement Records artist. You can go buy that everywhere. It's available all in the world. So put your head in the car, turn the air conditioner on, and roll with it.
Sonny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain.
Wow.
Sonny, you smiled at me and really ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my pain like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day. All up in my brain. Unlike that same old thing, you bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We get like
that. Can't get that way with you. My sonny one so true. May not look like a fool if I ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame. But ground is still the same. Cross a mile plane, got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home plate. Feel me, I felt you. My sunny one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Mine is mine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. Be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sonny, get your first. Let's skate, let's roll.
Sonny, thank you for the sunshine. Bouquet. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Sonny, thank you for the love you brought my way. Thank you for the fact from A to Z. My life.